Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, tis the season. It's summer. People are enjoying their pools, enjoying the splash pads, going hiking, biking, boating, all sorts of stuff. And they're also traveling. Coming up on Labor Day weekend here at the end of next month, beginning of September, end of August, beginning of September, people are going to be going out for one last hurrah before the kids head back to school, whether virtually or in person, depending on where you live and how things shake out as far as the CDC guidelines and whatnot. But people are going to be traveling. People have been camping more often. They've been staying away from hotels, surprisingly, and have been opting for staying at a vacation rental. Something like an Airbnb or VRBO, Craigslist vacation rentals, other platforms where you essentially rent a property from the owner for a short period of time. Sometimes it's one night, sometimes a weekend. There are rentals out there where people have rented the house or the property for several months. That's a platform that's fairly new within the last few years. Insurance companies have finally caught up to it. A lot of your traditional insurance companies won't do that because of the short-term rental liability situation, but there are markets out there that will accommodate those property owners who may have a cottage that they only use a couple months out of the year. They can turn around and use that as a short-term rental platform. But if you're going to be traveling and using one of these vacation rental platforms, we found an article, and you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog for this particular podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just go up to the search bar and type in vacation rental safety, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with this particular podcast. Now, I'm going to share just a few tips because I want you to read the full article. And what's really nice is that this article not only has tips for travelers, but also has tips for hosts. So if you want to get into the short-term rental market, this article has some tips for you as well. Obviously, you want to do your research, talking with your insurance agent, your insurance company, to make sure that the short-term rental situation will work with your insurance policy. But I'm just going to share on the traveler side, some tips for you to check out before you make the commitment of a vacation rental. The first one, very simple, read the reviews. Just like with Amazon products or major hotels or movies, books, whatever you can think of, read the reviews, all right? There are going to be good reviews. There are going to be bad reviews. What I like to do is, I don't know if you do this, but when I go to Amazon, I don't look at the five-star reviews. I don't look at the 4-star reviews. You usually look at the 1-star, the 2-star, and the 3-star reviews. Because a lot of times those people have in there problems that they've had with a particular product. Especially the 3-star reviews, they're like, yeah, the product's okay, it works like it's supposed to, but these are the issues that I've had with it. A lot of the 5-star reviews nowadays, if you'll notice on some Amazon products, it'll say, this review was given as a consideration for the product, or the person received this product for free. So of course they're going to give a 5-star glowing review of the product if you got it for free. But that's why I look at the 1 through 3 stars, because that way I could see what issues people have been having with that particular product, and then look at the 3-star reviews and kind of see the pros and cons as far as that goes. Same thing when it comes to reading reviews of short-term rental companies or short-term rental properties. Read the reviews. Some people may have a bad day. They may have had a bad weekend. They may have been a little bit too picky as far as things go. But by and large, if you read the reviews, you can kind of gauge whether or not the property is right for you. There are some people that may have had a bad experience because of something that happened, and others may have a great experience as far as what happens. So, they may give you a review that says, the place was cramped, there was only one parking space, but it was so close to many of the attractions that we wanted to, so we really didn't have to drive our car. We were able to walk to the location, or this place is perfectly set, with the mountains in the background, or we were real close to the beach. A lot of the reviews will give you the bright spots and the dark spots. And it may give you ideas as far as, oh, I didn't know it was going to be that close to the beach. So it may add to your vacation plans. So definitely sort through the reviews. There have been horror stories. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, on the blog post for today, I've got a link there for Airbnb horror stories. Stuff that it happened to people, but it's unbelievable. Like, one place didn't have any toilet paper. There are other places that the linens were dirty. The air mattress that was provided went flat in the middle of the night. Stuff like that. So read through the horror stories. I mean, a lot of times this stuff isn't going to happen to you, but it's always interesting to read those stories of people's experiences with the vacation short-term rental platform. Second tip I want to share with you today is pay attention to the rules. Just because a unit says that it's pet friendly, be ready that there may be remnants from the previous guest pet. It may smell a little funky. There may be dog hair or cat hair all over. So keep that in mind if you're looking for, specific rentals that are going to be pet friendly or whatever. So be ready for that. Okay. If you're going to arrive after midnight, are you going to be charged for, the full time? Is there an additional charge? Will you be able to get into the unit? Because some places may have a lockdown after 12 a.m. or something. But definitely read all the rules as far as your particular unit. Maybe you're not supposed to use a certain bathroom, or there may be rules that you need to abide by, like maybe no noise after 10 o'clock, or maybe no children. Maybe the unit is in a senior community, like condo or community area, where nobody's under the age of 55 or something like that. But definitely read all the rules and abide by them. The third tip I want to share with you is do an online search of the area. Checking the location of the rental will let you know what type of neighborhood it's located in. It may be like the article says, it may be like half a mile from the city center, but that half mile, you could be in Skid Row. It could be a really, really bad part of town. So definitely Google the area. There are websites out there where you could check the crime rates in that particular area. I'm sure there are websites out there that you could check, like crime statistics, you know, how many arrests were done on a particular day, what the arrests were for or whatnot. The closer you are to a touristy area, the safer you're probably going to be, because there's going to be a large amount of people around. But the further away from you get from those tourist areas, that's what you need to watch out for. You know, do a Google search, do like a Google Street View. So you can look around the street that you're of the rental that you're going to be staying at. That way you can get a gauge of what the neighborhood looks like, and decide whether or not you want to stay there. I mean, if there's graffiti everywhere, if the houses in the area are unkempt, it looks really, really shady, you may not want to stay there. It might be a really good price to stay there, but I think your safety is worth much more than whatever savings you could make on that particular vacation rental. And the last tip that I'm going to share with you, because I want you to read the full article that we have on our website. Again, that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. If you happen to be listening later on, you can go up to the search bar, type in vacation rental safety, and it'll bring you to the blog post with the link to the article. Don't assume anything. You know, ask the basic questions as far as if it's on a third floor, is there elevator access? Is there free Wi-Fi? If so, you know, what's the Wi-Fi password? How many devices can we connect to it? Is there air conditioning? There was one horror story talking about that they stayed at some place in the desert and it didn't have air conditioning. What are the security deposit requirements? How is that supposed to be made? Will we get the security deposit back? You know, those types of things. Parking arrangements, you know, how many cars will we be able to park? Do we need a code to get into the parking garage? You know, all these basic questions that you should have together before you commit to renting a property for sure. And again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click on through to the blog for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to email us, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com, mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I really appreciate you tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. And if you do go on vacation, be safe, have a good time, make some memories, and again, be healthy. Until next time, take care.